I'm sitting in a federal courtroom on State Street that looks like any courtroom you have in your head. A panel of jurors to the right, attorneys and defendants to the left. But the difference is everyone in front of me is between the ages of 16 and 19. Rochester Teen Court itself isn't a teen any longer. For 20 years, these sessions have had teen jurors and attorneys sentencing teen defendants. And this isn't mock court. These are real cases with real consequences that the kids take seriously.
They come with an amazing vision. Because they understand each other, and sometimes they're actually harsh. We had to reduce the maximum number of hours of community service because they were giving them 100 hours, where normally a judge would give them 10 hours.
That's Judge Frank Dracy. He helped start the court in 1997 and presides over the cases. He says it gives defendants more of a chance to explain themselves and get to the root of the issues that led them here. As a city court judge then, Dracy said he saw too many of the same kids coming back for similar offenses. Jack Kehoe was a passionate 18-year-old prosecuting attorney and a freshman at Roberts Wesleyan College.
Whoever lends their ear to me, I'll talk to them about teen court.
He's been with the court for almost 2 years now, saying he wants to help kids see the judicial process in a different light.
The courtrooms are not these big, scary places. The people inside are really interactive, and they're people you can relate to, and it takes the formal pressure away, and it allows for people to understand the court system.
If defendants complete their teen court sentence and stay out of trouble, their record may remain clean. Caitlin White, WXXI News.